Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to everyone of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
I haven't done Snapchat in over a year.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. And if I post a Snapchat story, I'm scheming. So, like, literally, I'm scheming. And
literally, same.
It's just a private account. Like, I don't have it as, like,
Kinsey Elizabeth. Mine's, like, just to, like, show someone I'm somewhere.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy here.
Yeah. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of TK's Juicy Podcast. I am here with the fabulous Kenzie Elizabeth.
Hi guys.
I'm so excited to have her on. If you did not know already, Kenzie is obviously one of my best friends. And so this is going to be like a typical conversation that we have, right?
Yeah, this is a very typical conversation.
What's funny is that with other people, this is like a juicy conversation. But with Kenzie, this is like my normal conversation.
So, So,
if you haven't listened to the pod before, my name's Taylor King and people call me TK, and I do a bunch of Instagram polls 24/7. So follow my Instagram, but, more importantly, Kenzie sent me her juicy poll questions this week and I just posted them, and we're going to talk all about the results and kind of why she came up with them. And hopefully we'll find out some juicy stuff about her today.
I love this idea. This is so perfect for you. It's so good. It is so good.
Very on brand.
Very, very on brand.
Did you see that? Okay, so I have TK's Juicy Polls, right? And then I made TK's Juicy Pod.
Yeah.
And then I just made an Instagram account called TK's Juicy Pantry, which is like,
oh, yes, yes, I just saw that.
And then I just made a playlist on my Spotify called TK's Juicy Parties.
This is unreal.
Yeah, like,
fun fact about Taylor, she has the best playlist names. Like, I promise you, go on her Spotify and you're like, how did she come up with this? It's genius.
I do have some pretty, my favorite's While You're Playing Fortnite.
Yeah, that's the best one. It's so good.
Yeah.
Also, since everything's TK, you guys can't see this, I know, but I have a ring that says KP. You need this ring in TK.
I need a ring that like goes across all five fingers that says like TK's Juicy Pole. It was funny. One of my friends I don't have that many kids in my class, and so they all know me very probably way too well, and because I'm an open book. And one of my classmates was like, we're trying to think because we're making documentaries right now, and at the beginning of the documentary, there's normally like beginning credits where you're like a Steven Spielberg film or whatever, or like Paramount Productions or whatever. So one of my friends in my class goes, Taylor, you should put TK's Juicy Productions.
That's genius. Because
it's literally another P.
I love it. I know. You have a lot.
I don't know what I did to deserve this.
I don't know what you did either. It's working out,
I have a brother named Philip and his starts with a P.
That's so true.
I don't know.
It's all because of Philip. Like, shout out to Philip.
Yeah,
what
shout
a guy.
Out Philip.
He's awesome.
My mom got mad at me because on the first podcast, I kind of called him out. She's like, I really don't think you should be revealing what people vote. I'm like, that's what's juicy, Mom.
I also love your mom. I'm a big fan of the King family.
Yeah. So anyway, tell people like who you are, what you do, if you don't know. I mean, obviously, if you're listening to this, you probably know who you are. But if you don't.
Yeah, I mean, they probably don't. Hi, guys. I'm Kinsey. I just turned 21.
Yes, very thank exciting the thing. Lord. We're both thanking Jesus.
We're both 21 now. It's very exciting. Not that I really drink much at all anyways. It's not that exciting, but now we can get in,
it's
so
like
that's
the
fun.
It's a social aspect.
It's a social aspect. Like, it was a pain before. Anyways, I'm a lifestyle vlogger on YouTube, obviously, and I also have a podcast now, and I'm also a college student, so that's pretty much it.
Yes, and where are you from? Because obviously
I'm from Texas, and I love being from Texas, Dallas, Texas, McKinney, Texas, to be exact.
Yeah. And when did you move to LA and stuff like that?
I moved to LA the same month as you, right? July 2015.
Yeah, how did we meet? Why don't you explain to the listeners?
Okay, we met. I actually told a friend this story the other day. Long story short, Taylor and I both really needed friends. Like, we were just at a very weird place.
I can be very lonely.
I mean, Taylor had tried to get in contact with me before through other friends of ours, and it just, like, I guess didn't happen. I never got a text, so it's whatever. And then we met at a church event, actually.
Yeah.
Like a young adults Hillsong thing.
It was pretty lit.
Yeah, it was really lit, actually. It was a Friday night.
That's when I realized, like, love at first sight is real.
Yeah, no, because listen to this. It was a Friday night, and we realized that we were the exact same. And then, obviously, both of us did not have plans the next night, which was a Saturday.
And we're like, you want to work?
Yeah, literally. We went to, like, Maggiano's. And, like, the next day, we went to a coffee shop, and we both pulled out our passion planners, and that was when game over. It's so weird, though. Like, we were both like, literally praying for a friend exactly like each other, which we're also the same. So I guess we're just narcissists and praying for ourselves.
Yes.
And then, I mean, we just had so much in common. Like, we loved working. Even down to, like, boys, we had, like, such similar situations. And both of us had, like, they're pretty unique situations with boys. It wasn't just like, yeah. Oh, I have my heart broken, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, just kind of crazy.
What's so funny is that we were just chatting about how we kind of want to... a bigger friend group that's similar to us.
Surrounded around each other. Yeah. So we're expanding, if you will.
Yeah. applications are open.
Yeah, very, very open.
I'm kidding. But not really. But we were saying, I was like, Kenzie, we should make a baby so we can duplicate ourselves.
Exactly.
And
the only issue with that, friend. Like the real issue with that is that we just don't have 21 years to wait. No, so now steroids. We're looking into cloning. No, I think cloning is a better option than steroids.
Maybe, yeah.
I just don't think that steroids are, like, as viable. Like, I just don't think that, like, we can rely on them as much, you know?
That's fine. I promise we're going to dig into the polls. Do not worry, guys. But I really wanted to dive in with Kenzie a little bit about kind of what she does, because I know at least my listeners probably don't know much about the whole influencer life and how, like, doing YouTube for a living is, like, an actual thing. And some of them think it's, like, kind of ridiculous or stupid, or they don't believe in it.
People ask me, like, what my job is.
Yeah. And I'm to me, like, I'm like, how do you not understand this? But I mean,
if you don't live in LA and stuff, I totally understand it's new. Yeah.
I'm like, we're both so immersed in it that it's like, it's not.
It's like every day.
Yeah. But can you kind of explain that?
Yeah. So you want me to talk about like the business side kind of, right? Okay. So I'm a full-time influencer. It's been full-time probably since I was 17 and I just turned 21. So I started my YouTube channel right before my 16th birthday. That's when I started taking it seriously. And then I've been posting ever since. But basically, as an influencer, there's a lot of different ways that you make money. So let's say, I mean, you have AdSense, you have like brand deals or sponsorship opportunities, you have merch opportunities. I'm doing a podcast. There's touring that I've also done, just random events. I mean, a lot of people get paid to go to premieres. People don't realize that. Like there's a lot of deals like that.
Or parties.
Parties even, like just appearance fees.
Events.
Yeah, just events and stuff. I don't get those. Actually, I got one movie premiere, but I don't know why they would do that. So it is not everyone can make it. I mean, everyone, I don't know. I don't think everyone can do this job in general. Saying definitely most people who are doing it, if you're doing it a lot, it's full-time.
Absolutely full-time.
I mean financially full-time. I mean time-wise it's more than full-time. It's a full-time job. It's like a lot of people just don't realize.
I think
it is a lot of people don't really a lot of people don't realize how time consuming it is. Like now I have a whole team. So I have a whole team that does like my merch. I have a team that's producing my podcast. I have a team for my YouTube channel. And then I also have a management team. So like you end up working with a ton of people. You get to work with a lot of brands, travel. I've made some of my best friends. Yeah.
So with it, it comes you have a lot of cool opportunities.
Ton of cool stuff. Yeah.
Can you explain to me when was your first like brand deal or like kind of like when you knew you were going to take it seriously or did you even know that you could get like paid?
Okay, so when I first started YouTube, I did not realize that, but I'm also an all-in person. So I was like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it well and I'm going to go big time with it. That didn't mean I'm going to have a billion subscribers and I also didn't mean I'm going to make like $1 billion. It was just like, I'm going to dedicate myself to this and like actually like work on it. With that being said, I genuinely thought I was going to make $5 a month tops. I had no idea. I didn't realize how much money was in being an influencer.
Yeah.
Especially at the time. But I'm also a very all in person. And I think it's interesting because growing up, I always wanted and knew that I would do something along the lines of what I'm doing now. But when I was younger, this wasn't a thing, you know?
What do you think you would, like, as far as, like, normal jobs go, like, nurse, lawyer, you know, dentist, things like that, which nothing against them, but I think you have to be, for sure.
Like, I mean, I couldn't do that.
You have to be super qualified and educated to do all those things as well. But what do you think you would be doing if you weren't doing this?
I don't know. People ask me that a lot. Well, right now I'd be in my junior year of college. I am still in my junior year of college, but I would be at like a university or Finimer FIT, which I'm still at a university, I guess. I'm at a very different school than I thought I would be only because I ended up out here. And then I don't know. I think now if I had to choose a job, it would be like management of some sort, like managing influencers like or something. Managing like someone. Or I think I would have always somehow worked for myself, though. I think I would have started a business. I would have done something.
I could see you being a business owner.
Yeah, sure. Business. I mean, I still want to do that later on, but...
Since you recently turned 21 and LA is extremely expensive to live in and all the things across the board about LA that comes with moving here. Yes. But do you make enough money from your job that where you provide for yourself?
Yes. Yeah. Basically, my parents are not the kind of parents to take care of everything by any means. Like, they're very work for your own stuff. So basically, since I've been out here, I've been doing that. Like, they,
So did
Hold on one second. What? I mean, my parents are helpful, but yes, I make enough money to support myself, and I have been for, like, a long time.
Why was your channel blowing up? Like, what?
I don't think my channel's ever blown up. It's definitely been, like, slower and steadier.
Sorry if you can hear the planes. I live downtown LA,
I'm so sorry, everyone. Yeah, I don't think it's ever really blown up. There was a video, like a morning routine that went viral, that's what like shot my...
It went off.
Yeah, it went off. That's what shot my channel up, but it definitely didn't... Like, I've never like blown up overnight or anything like that. It's been like slow and steady.
Yeah. What's something juicy you can tell us about like influencer life?
Give me a, like...
Like, I'm thinking like people like Jeffree Star, like people who make... who have like crazy, like huge mansions and like cars and stuff. Like, is that all from being an influencer?
Jeffree Star, no. Jeffree Star has Jeffree Star Cosmetics. Well, yeah. He invests.
Watch the Shane Dawson.
Watch the Shane Dawson. Yeah. I mean, people definitely get six-figure deals, though.
Yeah.
Like, that is like, a very big thing. Yeah.
With, like, a random brand.
I'm sure the SeatGeek stuff is six figures. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, though. Maybe not. But a lot of them, like, there are six-figure deals, for sure.
Yeah.
People are millionaires from YouTube.
Do you think that YouTube or, like, being an influencer will ever die out?
It's hard to say because the thing about YouTube is that YouTube is just so massive. It's not... And it's massive, and it's kind of just, like... another form. It's not like a social media, you know?
No, it isn't.
So it's just this big platform. I mean, it's not expected to die out anytime soon at all. But I don't know, like, because being an influencer is like also, for like lack of a better word, a new way of like being some sort of celebrity, and it's like you're gaining traction and stuff, and there's always going to be stuff to follow people on. So I don't think that being an influencer will really die out. I think if anything, there's only going to be like more opportunities and more money to be made too, because people are investing more and more digitally.
I think it's the new way. Like, who watches TV? No one.
Yeah.
Who watches? Really goes to the movie theater. Like, not many people. People watch
Netflix.
Streaming.
Streaming is...
So, and to be honest, like, I'm in, technically, film school.
Yeah.
And I watch YouTubers more than I watch films and movies.
Yeah.
And TV shows.
Yeah, and those things are also great, but if you think about it, even in that standpoint, like, you look at people like Shay Mitchell or Will Smith who have jumped on the social media train.
Will Smith and Shay Mitchell are great.
But they would not be as relevant. I mean, they're huge regardless, but they are so relevant
because of
their socials, because they're smart and they know. Like, all of the actors and people in traditional who are very anti-social media and whatever, you have that right.
They're
you have the right for privacy.
Minded.
Yeah, or like maybe you just want privacy and like you don't, that's just not your thing and that's not what you signed up for, which is totally fine. But the people who are, like, you can't argue that the people who are jumping on it aren't doing well, you know?
Yeah. Who are your favorite YouTubers to watch?
I love Lauren Elizabeth and I love Olivia Jade.
Yeah,
I feel like those
they're
are
both
my... Oh, and Shane Dawson. Shane Dawson's my all-time favorite, though. Like, he wasn't... It's so interesting. Like, growing up, all my cousins watched him. Everyone watched him. But when I was younger, it was just annoying to me because my cousins would pay attention to YouTube and not me. So I didn't even like YouTube when I was younger because I was, like, obsessed with the attention from my older cousins. And then as I got older, like, I just never really watched Shane Dawson because I think I still have it in my head, in the back of my head, even at, like, 20 years old. And then his new series came out when he just started doing... I think it was when he started with, like, reconnecting with people from his past. So he did the one with, like, Blair Fowler.
And,
oh my gosh, I love that stuff. Like, that is...
Dude,
that is what
Juicy
I love
Star.
About YouTube. Like, I think that's so awesome.
Juicy Star 07 was, like, my first YouTuber that I watched.
I also didn't watch her. I came into YouTube late. Like, it's not weird. Everyone says that.
Well,
that's everyone's favorite or first beauty blogger.
I only watched her. Like, I didn't even know other people did that.
Yeah.
I thought she was, like,
no,
because
that was the... She was for a little bit. They started it.
And
her and her sister.
I remember...
seeing a commercial where she was in like a Colgate commercial, or it was like a toothpaste. I don't know what the brand was. And I remember thinking, why the heck is the girl I watch her closet like tour, why is she on this commercial? And that's when I realized.
That's crazy that they saw that far in advance. Yes. Like, that's smart. You
know, great job, Colgate.
Yeah, good for you, Colgate. You predicted that. That's awesome.
That's so funny.
Colgate, sponsor this podcast. Yeah, thank
please
you.
Please sponsor this. Actually, I use I use your toothpaste. So
me too.
Have you ever met like YouTubers and being one like where they're like super friendly and like seem approachable in their videos, and then in person they're not at all, or like completely opposite?
Yeah, the thing about YouTubers though that I like always keep in mind is that a lot of people are actually really shy, and like you have to remember people are filming in their bedrooms where they're most comfortable.
Yes.
And then some of them really have social anxiety, or they're just shy because they're not around, like, really. If it wasn't for school, like, you just don't have to be around people. Like, you really can just do it all from home. And a lot of people are homebodies. And, like, especially when you would run into them at events, they're just overwhelmed. So I think more often than not, people are just, like, anxious or socially, like, it's not, like, their thing, you know? But, I mean, yeah, people are, I think a lot of the time people are the same. But I think people are definitely shy.
I actually wanted to ask you that because I kind of wanted you to answer something similar, because I think we don't give enough credit for, I mean, I have to think, like, if I'm walking down the street and someone like randomly came up to me, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, hey, like, I mean, my personality is kind of like that, but it would be way more chill, not as, not as like turned on as I am like in my,
For sure. Instagram, I mean, you have to entertain online.
That's the whole point of it.
Everyone has like some sort of camera voice. It doesn't make you fake. It's just like, you don't, like, the way I talk to you, I mean, a lot of the time the way I talk in my vlogs is how I would talk to you, as vlogs especially, but when I'm talking to a camera, like, I'm not gonna talk to the camera like I would my closest friend, where I'm so relaxed, you know, like, that's not entertaining.
And people don't wanna watch that.
Yeah, and it's not fake when I'm, you know, like, you just, like, you talk to your professor differently than you talk to your friend. Like, yeah. Same thing.
Exactly. So, do you take my polls?
Yes, of course I do, Taylor. I think that you would kill me. One time, Taylor, like, pointed out to me that one of our friends doesn't do her polls, and ever since then, I've been so afraid to not do her polls. I literally do every single one.
Wait, who doesn't do my polls?
I don't remember. I wish I didn't bring that up, because now she's gonna go look and be mad at them.
No, I have to think. Wait, do you remember, or are you just not?
No, I don't. I don't remember. I'll try.
We're
to
not trying to expose them.
Not on camera, or not on the podcast.
Sarah, or whoever it is, take my polls.
I can't remember who it was, but.
Yeah, I really appreciate when people take my polls.
I love your polls. I think they're fun.
Kenzie kind of came up with, like, a gazillion different topics in the polls, but that's totally fine because my head's the same way. So there's a little bit of, like, dating polls. There's a little bit of, like, personality polls and whatnot. So let's dive right in. First of all, the first question is, would you prefer a partner who is driven or devoted to you? Why did you come up with this?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't really, maybe it's because we've been talking so much lately. All of a sudden, first off, Taylor and I are normally like, we don't really care about boys, but all of a sudden it's just been like, not boys lately. We just have been talking about like qualities that we like. I think,
well,
I
also think, there's like always a drought in LA.
Yeah, like, there's a severe drought.
Of and like straight men.
I say that, and then there's like four boys, and I'm literally completely ignoring everyone.
Yeah,
you know, we both do this, but I think it's because so often I feel like people are just either so focused on themselves and their career, or so focused on a relationship, it's kind of hard to find like a middleman.
Happy medium.
Yeah, or people, for me personally, like, I can't really control who I like am like obsessed with, because it's so weird. Like, I can tell within 5 minutes of meeting someone. So clearly at that point I don't know anything. But like, I just like automatically connect to that person immediately, right? So, and like, I really like, if I'm gonna date someone, it's not that it has to be like so serious, it's just that you have to be like in it. Like, there's no point for me personally, like, I don't wanna date someone unless they're like in it.
Yeah.
But then it's like I end up with people. It hasn't always been the case, but I end up with people who are like not as driven. Like,
so
think
what
about
would
it.
You choose?
Minus one. I don't know, because I don't.
No, you don't get to answer. I don't know.
I mean, I'm explaining. Here's the deal. I don't know.
Things are
maybe
juicy over here.
Because I value relationships with people so much, maybe it would be devoted, but it's a hard one. Like, I like, I cannot and I will not date someone again or be with someone again who's, like, not driven.
T.
But I have had, I have dated people who are really driven and extremely devoted to me. One of them has been, two, I would give them two. Okay, so I'm like, yeah.
Okay, I agree. I would pick devoted to you, but if the next boy is not driven through the roof,
yeah.
Good night.
I need to be stopped, honestly. What's the point? I need to be stopped. That's just it.
So, guys, this poll is 50-50 right now. Dang. No joke, like real time.
I want to see, you know.
50-50. Oh, do you want to see? See, my friends text me and ask me what their crushes vote.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yes. Yeah, I know. I'm about to be like, wait,
who do we
want to
see?
Driven.
Yeah.
I'm exposing. Sorry, Allie. Lana said driven. I understand that, though. Lana's my intern, but.
That's dang. So funny. A lot of girls are saying driven. Hear that, fellas? Okay, next poll. Would you rather your partner be passionate or chill?
Oh, 150% passionate.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, there's no. Chill is cool. I think I'm just not a chill person. You know, okay, here's the deal. Here's the real.
No, we are not chill people.
I'm not a chill person at all, right? And so I dated people who are, I've always, up until I was like 19, I'd always dated people who were like really loud. Like always, it is the boy that I do have a type. I realize this. It is always the boy who is like the life of the party in the room, or always going up to the person who feels quiet and shy and like making them feel
warm.
That is my type. Like it's always that guy.
AKA me.
Yeah, so Taylor, basically. That's why we're gonna either have a baby or clone ourselves, basically. But then after that, when everything just went so south, I was like, maybe I just need to date someone who's so chill and it's not as extreme. And that was an even worse idea. So, moral of the story, passionate, for sure. And I think that's one, it doesn't really even matter what it's about, as long as it's something good. I think that's one of the most admirable and attractive qualities in someone, is just being passionate about something.
Yeah, I think being passionate is, like, so sexy.
Yeah,
80% is passionate and 20% is chill. 80-20 rule, baby. Would you rather your partner be loud or quiet?
Definitely loud. Absolutely.
Loud, but like
not obnoxious loud. Like loud, like us. So like slightly loud. Then obnoxious.
Loud but quiet when I'm talking.
Yeah, like they definitely have to listen to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Loud's winning 66%. Quiet's winning 34%.
Devil's number. No surprise.
Which routine do you stress more? Your morning routine or night routine?
Definitely morning routine.
Yeah, we're both morning hoes.
I love a good morning routine. It is, wow, it gets my day going. Oh my gosh, when I add something into my morning routine, don't even get me started on my morning reading. My devotions, oh wow. Light a nice candle, make some coffee or some tea. I did that this morning. It's incredible. I don't
have
a good.
What are your three essential things you do in your morning routine?
My devotions, like number one, before I do anything else.
Like before you get out of bed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'll go make coffee and then I'll do that.
Okay,
so I get coffee and then I do my devotion. And then, like if I'm leaving or like, especially if I'm going to school or wherever, I'm normally leaving in the morning to go somewhere, I listen to a podcast.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I love podcasts. I've actually been trying to listen to some books too.
Yeah, I need to do that. I need to do that more.
I'm listening to the Bulletproof book right now.
Did you use my Audible code?
I just already have an Audible account. And my mom already had it downloaded.
Okay.
But next time I'll use it.
Good.
I'm like, anytime, guys, I'm serious. Like, this is a real fact about me. Anytime I buy something that I know, like, influencers have had a deal with at some point, I literally go back and, like, try and find their code.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
Just because I try to, like, support both companies.
Yeah.
I definitely stress the morning routine. The essential things I do are I wake up and I have to wash my face and like do like the moisturizer thing.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't think I've gone a day without moisturizing since the sixth grade.
I'm not kidding. I have, but
I have not.
I regret it.
It's my number one essential. I have to moisturize. I don't know what's wrong with me.
You're obsessed with skincare too.
Oh, don't even get me started. I could do an entire episode on skincare. I could.
You should.
I might actually.
And then I have to eat some form of breakfast.
Yeah, me too. I don't get people who don't eat breakfast. I think that's so bizarre.
No, thank you. I'm like, an excuse to eat?
Brooke,
like,
doesn't eat breakfast. I'll never get past it. It's so weird.
Why would you not want to eat?
I don't get that.
That's weird. and then I always, every morning, I'm going to have four. I always watch a YouTube video. So my YouTubers I watch are like Casey Neistat, Gary Vee, I like, for some reason, I like watching guys. But I like kind of like Bill Maker vibes.
Yeah.
Like, and but I do love Lauren Elizabeth too.
Yeah.
She's awesome. Oh, I love David Dobrik. He's so funny.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
And then the last thing that is my new morning routine thing that I do is my mom just sent me a productivity, it's kind of like the 5-minute journal, mm-hmm. but it's a more, not as like spiritual. I think it's more like productivity based. And so basically you kind of like plan out your day, and that, oh my gosh, that is like, that gives me like chills. Like,
that really,
if there's anything to like turn me on, it's that.
Yeah. See, I always plan it at night. I don't plan in the morning.
No.
I plan like before I go to bed because it makes me way less anxious.
When I'm like planning, I'm like, go off.
You know? I don't blame you. I love planning. It's one of my favorite pastimes.
In my element.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Are you more of a routine or a go with the flow person?
I would love to say I'm a go with the flow person, but the thing is, it's not that I'm not a go with the flow person. I just always have my week planned out. So I just already have my week planned out. So I can't go with the flow because it's in my planner. So I think that just answers the question for you and sums it up.
I'm 110% routine.
Yes.
Don't bother me.
I have definitely gotten better this year with being more of a go with the flow person.
Yeah.
But if I'm going with the flow, it's because I blocked out 6 hours for social in my planner. So don't be fooled. Like, I'm not actually. Yeah.
When my friends are like, hey, you want to go get brunch? I'm like, all right, here are our options. Where do you want to go? What time? Like, I'll get the reservation.
It amazes me when people are like, oh, I haven't, what are you, they're like, I'm like, oh, what are you doing today? And they're like, oh, nothing, I don't really know. I'm like, how do you not know? Like, I don't understand. Even if it's my weekend and it's like my day off, which is rare, I'm like, oh, this. I would love to be more like that.
Well, LA, you have to plan because that's traffic.
And if you want to see people, you have to be intentional.
Yes,
so like you have to plan. Yeah.
Exactly.
Definitely in LA.
You can't just be like at 7 p.m. like, hey, you want to come over? It's like, no.
Unless it's Taylor. Like, I don't do that with anyone.
Yeah, I do that with you too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real love.
It is.
Okay, routine is winning 57% and go with the flow is winning 43%.
We have people who have their lives together here.
So that doesn't shock me really. But this summer was fun. I wasn't really in a routine. I was like traveling.
Yeah,
and
me
stuff.
Too. But I went crazy because I wasn't in a routine. So.
Okay. Cheaters will always cheat. True or false?
Okay. I don't know. I always thought yes until. I still think yes 9 times out of 10. But I think that, I mean, along with any blanket statement, it is not always. There's always exceptions. But I think for the majority, yes. I know how you feel about this.
Yeah, I 100% think cheaters will always cheat, and that's my final verdict.
Yeah, I think though at the same time it's like, okay, but what do you think about if I don't? I do. Here's the thing: I just have seen so many people in my life be like radically changed so much. So I have so many friends who have cheated. And now they're like the best people that I know. So that's where I'm like, I don't know. And
so
also,
they don't cheat now? I mean, they can be great, but cheat.
No, like they're super, like they honor people. Yeah. They're very respectful. Yeah.
No, I'm way more forgiving with this statement than I am that if they cheat on you, they will cheat with, or they if they cheat with you, they'll cheat on you. I think that is like definitely true.
Yes.
Like if they're cheating with you, they'll definitely cheat on you. This one, I'm more forgiving. I think that people can overcome it. But if I had to vote in this poll, it'd be true.
I would still say true. Yeah, I agree.
72% is voting true. Let's see if any cheaters voted.
We know who we're looking for.
Okay, let's see who did false first.
The issue that I have with this one is when girls are like, oh my gosh, I changed him. I mean, not just girls, but a lot of the time it is. It's like, oh my gosh, I changed him, or he's different, or he just didn't. Which, I mean, maybe I am wrong, but they're like, oh, well, he just wasn't that into her or whatever. And I'm like, I think cheating is so much more about your character, though. Like, even if you were not that into her, yes, you can be so much more in love with the next person that you date. But I think cheating, like, really goes so much deeper than who you're with. I think it's about who you are.
Oh, so
you know, so like
you.
That's the Preach. Issue. I'm like, you, like, if someone would have to like prove that to me, I'm like, that is so much more about who you are as a person in every area of your life than it was about who you were dating.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care if you weren't that into them. You should have broken up with them anyways, you know? Like, it doesn't really
I have a really juicy question to ask.
Yes.
Do you think that if a kid has parents who have like cheated in whatever capacity you want to believe, do you think that has an effect on the kid? Like, do you think the kid thinks it's then okay to cheat?
Or no,
do you
think if anything, makes them do the opposite? I feel like for the most part, it makes them do the opposite.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, but I do. Do you think that there's like a gene in them that kind of makes them like?
I think it just depends on the household you grew up in, though.
I agree.
Like, because, I think it really just depends on who you end up becoming as a person and just the household that you're in.
Yeah.
If they, like, value family and relationship.
Do you not think there's any correlation at all?
I think there can be, but I don't think that there always is.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'd second that. Would you prefer a crush to DM or snap you? I've actually asked this, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Definitely DM, but I do only have Snapchat on my phone because one boy that I will love for the rest of my life is Snapchat's me. Literally, I would have deleted Snapchat completely by now if this one boy did not occasionally Snapchat me.
Literally.
Like, that's the only reason I have Snapchat. I'm not kidding.
Snapchat, first of all, like, went to heaven and then died.
Yeah. It's in heaven, though, so.
It is in heaven. But, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it peaked. I think it peaked.
It definitely peaked.
And then Instagram stories came, and I was like, good night, Snapchat. But the only reason why I re-downloaded Snapchat is for this one guy I have a crush on, and he snaps me, and I love it.
But here's my real problem, though, is that I don't have Snapchat notifications on. I don't have any notifications on, so I won't see it. And I'm in group Snapchats that I just open and I don't reply to.
Oh, yeah.
So then I'm like...
That's like a big sorority and fraternity thing, too.
Yes, for sure. And then I'll be in a... Like, I was with my sister, and all of a sudden, literally, the love of my life Snapchatted me, and I saw it, like, 7 hours late, and I was like, how rude of me, but I still haven't. I should actually check my Snapchat and see if he's Snapchatting me lately, but
yeah.
I mean, we're in love for the rest of our lives, so it's fine.
So you would rather people DM?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, he'll DM me too. Yeah, but
okay,
don't worry.
I think that if you're... Here's what I would... if I would vote on this, I would be DM 100%.
100%.
But... if you're interested in me and I'm interested in you, please DM first, and then if you want a Snapchat, I'll be happy to do that.
I'll do it for you, but like, I hate Snapchat anyways. Like, I hate Snapchatting people.
Really? Yeah.
I only ever use Snapchat if I was doing stories, which I haven't done Snapchat in over a year.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. And if I post a Snapchat story, I'm scheming. So, like, literally, I'm scheming. And it's just a private account. Like, I don't have it as, like,
Mine's, like, just to, like, show someone I'm somewhere.
Show someone I'm somewhere or to see if they're watching my story. Like, that's it. I'm scheming. Yeah. There's no other reason for me to Snapchat. Like, I promise you, that's the only reason.
So, if I post a Snapchat story, beware.
Yeah. No, literally, I'm scheming. Like, I promise you. But, yeah, I don't like Snapchat in general. Like, I don't like Snapchatting people. I'm like, just DM me or FaceTime me or something or whatever.
That's so funny. Oh my god. I think that I'm right there with you on that.
That's why I love, because for so long my Instagram, it wouldn't show me like who was, I couldn't see like out of my friends who was watching my story, so I never checked that, which was honestly probably good because I was on my phone less, and I still rarely check it.
Just too many.
Every time I check it, if I do, which is rare, it's always like one of four boys that I like will, that have like been in my life.
Yeah.
Like bigger parts of my life who have watched my story. And like one of them doesn't even follow me. I'm like, and doesn't follow my friends, but still watches all of their stories too. So I'm just like, why?
The other day, my friend was telling me about this, how there's like apps where one, you can see like who unfollows you. Yeah. But in addition to that, it can tell you who like creeps on your profile.
See, that's like bad for me. I don't want to know. I don't want to be a part.
Okay, bear with me. Wouldn't it be so cool if on those apps they had like a feature where it showed you if they like checked if you viewed their stories?
Yeah, but I don't.
I mean, not that I'd actually.
I do this too, though, so I don't want to be caught.
Well, yes, but like wouldn't that be so interesting?
Yeah, it would be. Taylor and I are like queen of like, oh my gosh, he watched my story. But it's like we only know because we were looking to see if he watched my story, and then we also watched his story. And we're like, wow, I can't believe it. And it's like, what did we expect? We're doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But anyways.
It is
what it is, whatever. It's fun being young and dumb, guys.
By the way, Snapchat is winning 55% to 45%.
Okay, well, people are corrupt in this nation.
Well,
I don't know what they're talking about.
Most people aren't like as Instagram crazy as we are.
That's true. A lot of these are college kids, and Snapchat, I feel like, is alive for college kids, but no one else. Like, normal university college kids.
They just like to post, like, what they're drinking.
Yeah.
They post, like, frat parties and stuff like that. Yeah. You know?
And it's like, how many times can I hear broccoli in like one Snapchat story? Like, I'm sorry.
We're closer. It's like, can
yeah, like,
stop?
Get me out of here. I'm having PTSD.
Like, we get it.
Yeah, it's bad. We get it. You're on the road.
We get it. You have like a red solo cup and you're dancing.
We get
closer.
It. Your boyfriend's DJing. That goes out to me, actually. Gosh, that's like 2016 Kenzie, it really
that
is.
So funny.
Oh my
gosh. Do you prefer liquor or wine?
I am 150% a Tito's girl through and through. And I also am appalled at the results to this. I think that's a crazy.
Yeah, liquor all day long.
Do you
wine.
Have
lunch? What?
Sorry, continue.
Liquor all day long. That's what I have to say.
Yeah.
With Crystal Light.
Yeah, she's a Crystal Light girl. I'm a Tito's girl. I don't care what it is. I'm good with Tito's. I'll drink, obviously, other liquors, but I just love my Tito's.
I'm just, like, not... I know there will be a phase for both of us in our... Or a time for both of us in our lives where we have Olivia Pope wine glasses.
Yeah, it just makes me tired.
Yeah, but it's, like, one of those things, like, oh, kids are in bed, like, cheers, and then you go.
Yeah, like, when I'm above the age of 45.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
I say that, and next year we're wine people.
I agree. But if you, like, want to take me on a date to a vineyard, by all means.
Yeah, like
take me to
I'll
Napa.
Do wine tasting, I guess.
I'd be down.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Or the Malibu one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They just opened up, a boating thing. Did you know about that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Liquor is losing 45%, wine's 55%.
Do you have a bunch of 40-year-olds following you?
I think I have, like, college girls that follow me, and they're wine night.
Yeah, not me. Maybe I should be that classy, though.
What's more important, to be productive or efficient?
Efficient.
I think you're 100% right.
Because you can be productive and be doing things that don't matter that much, and you can be efficient and do the exact amount of work that you would be doing when you're quote-unquote productive in 1 hour versus 5 hours.
You are extremely efficient.
The more I realized... My director actually started talking about this because there was such a study on productivity, and then it switched to efficiency. And the more I've studied efficiency, productivity means nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it really doesn't. It's all about efficiency. Like, I don't waste time. If I'm in my office, I'm in my office and I do all the stuff.
It blows my mind. Like, I sometimes, like, when we're together, we'll, like, get off on a, you know, we'll start talking about life or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, you know what? I can put this off till later. She still is, like, going to town on her homework or filming or whatever. And I'm like, dude, how are you being this efficient right
now? It's just because I make use of my time. Like, I do not, like, if I'm like, oh, we're gonna do this, when people will be like, oh yeah, we'll leave in like 30, I'm like, no, it's just like, no, go do it, whatever. I just don't, like, wait around. I don't know.
Yeah. 53% is efficient, 47% is productive, so pretty close. Would you rather date someone with lots of followers or hardly any followers?
Okay, well, Taylor's type is what we like to call a 307.
Yeah, 307's HMU.
That means that they have no more than 307 Instagram followers because you know the type. They probably played a sport in high school. They're athletic. They love tailgates.
Like, the only pictures they post are, like, when it's, like, Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. No, they only have eight posts up. Yeah, they only have eight photos up. Mother's Day, Father's Day, their vacation with their family in the Bahamas, and their senior year prom date. Like, that's what they have on their Instagram. They have stuff. It's 2018. They have half of their posts from 2015 or 2016, and they use sepia. They use Instagram filters. Like, that is Taylor's type.
Or the girlfriend clearly edited it for them.
Yeah, and forced them to post it and wrote the caption.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. That's her type. Like, she doesn't. Like, I'm super into, like, creative boys. Like, I love that. And she's super into, like, a guy's guy. Like, we're very opposite, which honestly works out well for us.
Athlete.
Yeah, athlete. So, that's her type. Anyways, just had to preface that.
Stick to the sports, boys. We don't need to be on Instagram. Yeah. I'll do that.
See, I'm opposite. I think also a lot of it has to go into what I do. I need them to, like, not just be like, oh, that's cool. I need them to, like, deeply understand it.
Yes.
You know? So it's so much easier. Okay. That's why I'm like that, I think.
I agree. The perfect 307 would be 307, but also they would vote in my polls and like still comment and like my photos and stuff.
And get and, the world.
Yeah, like, yeah. They would understand, but like they wouldn't. Like, they wouldn't be, like, hating on it and think it's weird. They would, like, support it and stuff, but they wouldn't be, I don't know, like competing with me in any sort or whatever.
For sure. See, I don't care about that. My answer to this, I don't know. I've done both. And as far as the relationship goes, like completely outside of the followers, I think for me, it is easier to date someone with a following because they understand just a lot of other stuff.
Especially in your world.
Yes, they like totally get it.
Mine's like borderline my world.
Yeah, but there's a lot of cons that come into that, and it's so difficult to meet someone who is like has the qualities that I like in that. Yeah. So like, I don't care at all, but there are reasons why it's easier with both.
Yeah. I have to say though, I do think there are some guys that like I kind of have crushes on who have like a ton of Instagram followers that I'm like, oh, that's so dope. Like I admire that or whatever.
Yeah. I think for me too, when it comes to the world of like having followers for a reason, not just because you're like hot, it shows like a work ethic. Like in the same way that people like professional athletes because they're like, it's so hot that they work so hard. That's kind of how I feel about that. Yeah. But that doesn't mean like your follower count does not equate to working hard. It just depends on like what it is. But also, Taylor and I were talking about this earlier, and I was like, she didn't ask me anything about this. I just offered my own ideas. I was like, I just don't know if I would ever want to date someone who has a following because I also, it's a pride thing for me. Like, not because they have a following and like, doesn't matter the number. It's just that I don't want to be the person who's like, oh, well, she blew up because she was dating so-and-so or whatever. And at the end of the day, I just need to get over myself because everyone ends up, you get big because of a reason for some reason or whatever, you know? So it's just like, whatever, get over it.
Maybe you do get big from someone else, but it's all you about what you do with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like, who cares? I need to get over myself. It's just a pride thing because like, I want to do that. Even though I'm super anti the idea of being self-made because like no one at the end of the day is self-made in my opinion.
You also have to think like actors that like no one knows, like for instance the guy that the lead in Crazy Rich Asians, he was literally in nothing that was like big, and then he got Crazy Rich Asians, which by the way, amazing movie, go see it, but he was in it, he was the lead, and now he's like huge basically from the movie but from the other people that were in it.
That's true, but there's a difference between being big from because you're in a movie that was big and you got that role versus like dating someone to me, and I wouldn't care about anyone else doing that. It's true. A pride thing with me, like, but it's also, and it's not an insecurity, it's not like I was telling Taylor, I'm like, I would only hope that anyone in my life is like bigger on any platform than I'm on. That's awesome, good for them. I would never want them like beneath me. I think that's such weird, twisted logic. It just is like, I don't want any of my success credited to a boy, which also I need to get over because it's not that deep, you know?
Your own brand.
And also, who cares? I'm just like way overthinking this.
Okay, 28% said they would like followers, 72% said they wouldn't like followers.
I get that though.
Yeah.
And that also comes in. I mean, you hear all the time people being like, I don't want a bunch of girls sliding in their DMs, which, like, that's not my personality type to, like...
Oh, God, I would not care about that.
I would not care in the slightest, but a lot of people say that. Yeah, I'd be like, haha, that's funny. I would not care.
Mostly girls, though. I can see guys liking it and girls not liking it as much.
But I think more than anything, I hear guys talking about how they don't like it because they're insecure that guys are sliding into their girlfriend's DMs.
Oh, yeah. There's guys voting in the no followers, so. And then last two questions. We'll go pretty quick because we're at the ending mark. Do you have a type, yes or no?
I think I have a type personality wise, but not physical. Like, if you look at all of the people I've dated, they don't look anything alike.
Same, but I think I kind of have a type physically too.
Yeah, you definitely do. What is your type physically? Like, what would you say your type physically is?
Clean cut.
Yes.
Athletic.
Yeah.
Tall.
Yeah.
I'm into the Midwestern look. So, kind of just anyone that like is like big and strong, but looks like a golden retriever at the same time.
That's good.
That's my type.
I like people who dress like well, but cool. Like they like just throw things on and it looks good and it's cool.
Oh, like, see, I'm like, that depends. I could, but I like it when they shop at like Patagonia.
Yeah. See, I'm opposite.
And like J. Crew.
But that's more you. Like that would make sense. Yeah. This is not a good example. This is just, like, an everyday. But,
like Nike.
People who wear, like, it's, like, cool sneakers, sweats, big t-shirt, God, rings. That is so you. That's so me. Like,
no,
I love that.
Please, no big rings.
No, I love big rings.
You can wear small rings, but not.
Have you seen? Okay, if I show you someone else, you'll change your mind.
People are gonna be like, what the hell are they talking about? No,
it's a thing. Rings. It's a thing. Or like a big hoodie. Rings. No, it's hot. When they have, like, not the boy you're thinking about. That's not my vibe.
The J. Crew guy was wearing, like, big silver rings.
Yeah, that,
like,
doesn't make sense.
They would be that doesn't make confused. Sense.
No, but I think for me too is that I just like people who dress differently. Like, people who all dress the same, I'm, like, so unimpressed by that. And I'm like, okay, like, you're wearing what every single person in your fraternity is wearing, which is fine. Good chubbies. For you. It's just not my type.
What are your thoughts on chubbies?
Okay, you're actually gonna die. I cannot say this. Like, someone that I dated that you know literally got a brand deal with chubbies, like, while we were dating. It was really hard for me. It was probably our biggest argument in our relationship. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm not a fan.
But it's, chubbies is a cool company, I think.
No, I mean, I think actually looking back on it, I'm like, whatever, it's actually pretty cool. But it was just funny because, like, that was so
anti-me. Would that be a deal breaker if they wore chubbies?
I mean, it wouldn't be a deal breaker, but I would, I don't know, I would.
I think, like, they're funny.
Yeah, they're funny, but I wouldn't. It would have to be in a certain way, and I'm not, like, attracted to that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, honestly, I can vibe with chubbies. If you want to wear chubbies, be my guest.
Guys, hit Taylor up. She loves the chubbies.
307 in chubbies.
307 in chubbies. Yeah, actually.
Like, the frat boy Hawaiian shirt. They, like,
oh, my gosh. My this brother is giving me, like, war flashbacks. Okay, let's go to the next one.
War flashbacks.
Actually, yeah.
Okay, so, wait. Do you have a type? Yes.
Yeah, personality-wise, I've already talked about this, so I'll keep it brief, but it's, like, typically life of the party, the guy that's really nice, super outgoing, everyone pretty much loves them, and is super driven.
And
that's
dope style.
Dope okay. style, yeah.
69% said yes, 31% said no to having a type, and the last question, is it a good idea to get back with an ex?
I'm shocked that even 19% of people said yes.
Sorry.
No, I don't know. I mean, okay, Taylor and I have also talked about this. What have we not talked about? But I think there's a difference with getting back with your ex right after you have broken up versus getting back with an ex that you dated, you guys broke up for, like, a few years, and then you date other people. No, but seriously, like, there is a difference because not that I, like,
and
know...
That's the tea.
Not that I, like, actually, I do know a few couples that have done that and it's worked out. You hear about the people who, like, broke up for college and got back together and got married.
It's like you either get... Yeah, it's like you either get married or, like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. There's no sense, like, in, like, casually
it's not even, like,
point.
You date for, like, a few more years. It's like you get married within a year, almost, I feel like.
Okay. I think for the most part, no, it's a bad idea. Or yes, it's a bad idea. Would you get back with an ex, though? Like, let's do that.
Would I? Good, yeah. Actually?
Yeah.
Like, right?
Not right now, just in general.
No.
Anyone. It doesn't have to be
like, okay, anyone? Person.
Yeah. Just the idea of getting back with an ex.
If I thought I would maybe, like, marry the... If the only reason I would is if... By the way, this is easier said than done.
Yeah.
But if we dated for a while and then things didn't work out and we dated other people and did our own thing for a few years and then we got back together and we were like, and I knew he was gonna, like, propose soon.
Yeah, I agree.
No pressure or anything.
I also am someone who, like, I love the idea, which I think you actually pointed this out to me, a few people have. I love the idea of, like, knowing people for forever. Like, I love that and having people that you've had in your life for so long.
I think it's important to have an orbit.
What does that mean?
Like, there's people that are always going to be in your orbit.
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, my best guy friend. Like,
yes, I have
people
that.
Like that, that they're always just going to be orbiting around you, kind of.
Yeah, I agree.
Would you ever get back with an ex?
I say no, but I just don't want you to use this against me.
Yeah, so. Same. If I get back with an ex, please don't be mad at me.
Please don't be mad at me. Actually, call me out for it because I shouldn't be. Which I think also getting back with an ex is so hard because there's already so much damage that's been done.
Yeah.
And you're kind of scarred from the relationship. You're kind of scarred from the relationship, like, already. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe that's not normal and that's just me. But, like, you know what I'm saying? There's so much baggage. Well,
okay. I think you can only get back with an ex if there was no, like, big, like, catastrophe breakup.
Yeah.
Like, you would have to end the breakup on good terms, pretty much be on good terms until
together. And I think it's so important to have dated.
Or anything like that.
No cheating. If it's cheating, that's not happening.
You're just stupid.
That's just it. But I think if you were to date other people and it would be a few years, I don't
we're
even
really
know.
Going in on
I
this.
Still can't
they're
see
sick
myself.
I'm tired of this.
Sorry, guys. I don't know my answer. My answer is probably no.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
19% said yes. Let's see who. Not that many people have voted.
Wow, I'm surprised with that one.
My friend who's not over her ex voted that.
Oh, that's so cute.
she'll realize.
Get back with one ex one time and you'll understand why this question is like a pretty solid no.
Yeah, most people said no. Well, Kenzie, we're coming up on 60 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Like,
we literally could be a 60 minute episode.
Wow.
So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. I love this. It's so fun.
If you guys want another pod with Kenzie, I'm sure that I could convince her to do another one.
Yeah, she'll just show up in my house.
So please leave us a review. Follow her on Instagram. What's your Instagram?
Kenzie Elizabeth.
And be sure to check out her YouTube channel and her podcast.
Thank you.
That I think that yours will probably be out by the time this one goes.
Yeah, probably.
What's it called? Or you don't know what it's called yet.
It's not finalized, but you can just search Kenzie Elizabeth and it should pop up.
Yeah, so check out her podcast. Please leave this podcast a review. Vote in the polls. Follow my Instagram. It's at @TAYL0R_King. And I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Bye, out. Guys.
Peace, love, polls. Bye.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.